Addie.
Hey, did you know there's a little pink pill?
Wait. A what? A little pink pill?
Did you say a little pink pill?
Yes, the little pink pill. You definitely need to know about this.
Are you for real? Just to be clear, you're telling me there's a little pink pill for me?
That's right, the little pink pill. And it's called Addie, A-D-D-Y-I, or flibanserin. Learn more about the little pink pill at ADDYI.com. See full prescribing information and medication guide, including boxed warning regarding severe low blood pressure and fainting in certain settings at Addie.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Good news, ladies. There's more. Addie, the FDA-approved little pink pill, is also affordable and can be shipped directly to your front door. That's right. With insurance coverage, Addie is only $20 per month and $0 after month 3. If your insurance doesn't cover Addie, there is still a discount program to get you the best possible price and get free shipping right to your door. So now's the time to ask your doctor about Addie. Learn more at Addie.com. That's A-D-D-Y-I.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Tuesday, May 12th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Three new surveys, all with a piece of the story, and perspectives on office space. There's opportunity there. This is the business of tech. Kaseya has released their latest MSP benchmark, and unsurprisingly, security is the number one priority. 95% of respondents said their customers turn to them for security plans and best practices. 37% of respondents felt their MSP business was more prone to cybercrime than a year ago. The research also includes some data about pricing and compliance trends. Meanwhile, IDC has updated data, expecting IT spend to drop by 5.1% as a baseline, and a pessimistic figure based on the recovery not happening in Q2, but instead persisting throughout the year. In that projection, spending decreases somewhere between 7 and 10%. And in IDG data, based on managed services focused on enterprise, those who are outsourcing less work in the 25 to 50% range are expected to step that back, and companies outsourcing more than 50% are expected to increase that. That survey also reinforces that organizations are turning to service providers for help with security. Links to everything in the show notes. So why do we care? Let me start by saying I didn't dive into the pricing data because I'm not finding a ton of value in having more pricing discussions around managed services. That's my perspective there. The security prioritization should be no surprise. The IDC data is one more data point to the theme, plan for an L-shaped recovery. I'll keep saying it because I don't think repetition is bad in this case. All the analysts are saying the same thing. The IDG data is notable for its reinforcement of this. The pandemic is acting as an accelerant to trends. If you're uncertain what is happening, you can safely assume that any trend from before is accelerating. Security remains an opportunity area, plan for a slowdown, and trends are accelerating. Perspectives on office space are in the news today. First, Business Insider dives into a perspective of what the new open office may look like. The piece looks at what various design firms are considering. Themes include leveraging open space designs, de-emphasizing individual workstations to make those tasks happen at home, while letting the space provide collaboration even with social distancing. One-way hallways, new flows of traffic to minimize contact, and more staggered workspaces. And in an interview on Face the Nation on Sunday, ex-Google CEO Eric Schmidt posited that there will be a rise in demand for office space, not a contraction. This follows the release yesterday of the Back to Work Toolkit. So why do we care? I'm a bit skeptical of Schmidt's statements that there will be more demand for office space, at least for a while. In this current test of work from home, lots of businesses are finding they don't actually need office space, and right now needs are going to beat wants by a lot. Here's an idea. You know what many of those work from home employees really want more now than office space? Childcare. For a large number of work from home employees, the biggest problem with the scenario is not lack of interaction with their coworkers, but the fact that they're doing dual duty of work and childcare. You want to see real sustained productivity gains? Solve that problem first. From a technology perspective, these office redesigns are going to have opportunities. Book spaces, power and cabling needs, Wi-Fi design, lots of options here. Savvy providers are going to be seeking those out and combine those with systems required for employee health management. There's a lot to seek out here. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us at mspradio.com, your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you like what you hear, you can share the content, and you can support the show at patreon.com/mspradio, getting additional insights, upcoming Q&A sessions, and continue to support the production of The Business of Tech. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, did you know there's a little pink pill?
Wait, a what? A little pink pill?
Did you say a little pink pill?
Yes, the little pink pill. You definitely need to know about this.
Are you for real? Just to be clear, you're telling me there's a little pink pill for me?
That's right, the little pink pill. And it's called Addy, A-D-D-Y-I, or flibanserin. Learn more about the little pink pill at ADDYI.com. See full prescribing information and medication guide, including boxed warning regarding severe low blood pressure and fainting in certain settings at Addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Good news, ladies. There's more. Addy, the FDA-approved little pink pill, is also affordable and can be shipped directly to your front door. That's right. With insurance coverage, Addy is only $20 per month and $0 after month 3. If your insurance doesn't cover Addy, there is still a discount program to get you the best possible price and get free shipping right to your door. So now's the time to ask your doctor about Addy. Learn more at Addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddies.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.